time to speak out on the original Speak Out radio show. Speak Out is a public affairs program that serves you, our listeners, and the community you live in. Speak Out is all about listener participation. So call in anytime during the show. 928-854-5687. That's 854-5687. Speak Out on KNTR Talk is heard on 106.7, 5, and 3. You can also listen at KNTRTalk.com and listen anywhere through the TuneIn radio app. From elected officials, community leaders, small business owners, school district representatives, and charitable causes, Speak Out is here for you on KNTR Talk. It's time to introduce you to the host of Speak Out. When legendary drummer Keith Moon was MIA, who did the Who turn to?
The Police!
When the great Pele asked for a sub, who did his World Cup team turn to?
The Police!
Now this world-renowned musician slash athlete has settled behind the microphone once again for your benefit. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only,
I mean, could you imagine a twin?
Paul Lavoie.
Yes, I was. You know why, Jim?
What, no?
Because I'm not Canadian. Just kidding. I don't know what that means. There's people that, you know, they think I'm French-Canadian or I immigrated here or because my dad's I'm a third-generation anchor baby. Right? Because my grandparents were immigrants from Quebec. But no, I was born free. I was born in, is there anything free in Las Vegas?
Were you born in Vegas?
Yes.
Really? I don't think I knew that all these years.
I was discussing that this morning. Uh-huh. So if you get a certified birth certificate. Oh, welcome, Mayor Cal Sheehy. How are you?
Good. Yeah, thank you for having us.
You brought your guest, of course, Councilman David Diaz. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. How are you guys doing?
Good. Do you guys have a certified birth certificate?
I do. And a baptismal certificate.
Yes, me too. Yeah. It doesn't look like your birth certificate that was stamped and it has a little, you know,
rosette or whatever on it. No, I do. My hat got it down from my mother. Always kept all that. So we got all that stuff.
I have that too. But nowadays you have to get, it's a $35 fee, I believe. It's a certified birth certificate.
From the county?
Yeah, and it looks like it's a grid form. It's very strange looking. But the original signatures from your parents are on the certified birth certificate somehow. I guess they used an auto pen.
Yeah.
There you go. And it has the name of the hospital on there, of course. Mm-hmm. Mine was Southern Nevada Memorial Hospital. Okay? You asked about Vegas.
Yes.
That's what reminded me of it. It's now UMC. Hmm. Apparently, and I don't want to stir up any controversy here. Donald Trump's done enough of it with the Obama birth certificate. Apparently, on Barack Obama's birth certificate, it does not have his original hospital name on there in Hawaii. It has the new name of that hospital on his certified birth certificate.
Yeah, there's been some controversy. Oh,
that's very strange. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying anything. I'm just saying, okay? It's very strange. So, welcome to the show. We don't have anyone to call in to say make this talk radio, not just listen radio, because he's sitting
right next to
on my right-hand side here, on the right-hand side of the, not the father, but the board op. You like that?
Yeah, I like that.
On the right side of the board up. Yeah. Perfect. Council meeting tonight, and we're going to have you for the whole hour, guys.
I know. It's like good old times.
That's why we have the chocolate in front of you.
Very nice.
To power you, right?
It takes more than chocolate to power
me. That's right.
So,
that's right.
Boy, I just did the sports schedule for the weekend, and, you know, a lot of people like to sit down and watch football on Thanksgiving Day, and that we have the Packers and the Lions first.
That's a big game.
Yeah, it's pretty big. The Chiefs and the Cowboys. Mm-hmm. It's a good matchup this year. Get it? Cowboys and Indians, right?
Cowboys and Indians.
All right. And then you got the Bengals and the Ravens, which I hope Joe Cool's back. Mm-hmm. Right?
I don't know. He's been hurt most of the season.
Joe Burrowhead.
Yep.
And then on Friday, we got the Bears and the Eagles. That's the one game offered on Friday. And the Territorial Cup we have, right? Arizona versus Arizona State. And ASU's the home team this year.
Yeah, two of my boys would disown me if I went for Arizona State, so I got to go.
I would disown myself if I went for Arizona because I'm a UNLV alum. Anyway, and we were big rivals back in the day.
Yeah.
On Saturday, we got the Buckeyes and Wolverines, right? Ohio State, Michigan.
That's a big one.
Yeah, and then the Suns and the Nuggets, and then a whole slew of games, the Cardinals. I have Jacksonville for some reason. They don't play Jacksonville. They play Tampa Bay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
They play Tampa Bay on Sunday, so I need to get that changed. But other than that, maybe Marissa June's listening. She can hop onto the website and change that.
You got the Rams and
I don't have that game.
The Rams and the Cardinals are playing.
No, it's the Cardinals at Tampa.
At Tampa. Okay, that's this next week then, the following week.
The choice, I wanted the Steelers game second. No, they give us the Raiders and Chargers. I'm like, oh, man, but the other choice was even more horrid. So, anyway, it is a full slew of sports this weekend. Just check out the website, kntrsports.com, for more information. And I got one more plug I got to get in because I talked to Kelly Wallen this morning, and we're developing new Kiwanis commercials or PSAs that are going to run for – there's like three different ones. It's more on the membership, the people that are in – and there's some good people in Kiwanis.
Yes.
But this is all about the 49th annual Toys for Tots Golf Tournament, mm-hmm. right?
Cool.
And then there's a toy distribution that's coming up later in December, but the hole-in-one sponsor is Anderson Power Sports, and there's a side-by-side that they're giving away.
Oh, nice.
If
wow.
you get a
that's
hole-in-one.
Nice. That's really great.
Yeah.
It's a nice gift.
So it is Saturday, December 6th. Check in at 8, shotgun start at 9. Hey, that's generous. Usually they're really early, right? I could even make that. $120 per golfer, includes lunch, and bring a new and unwrapped toy.
What course is that at?
It is at,
Iron Wolf.
I think it's
the Iron Wolf logo at the top.
Is it?
Oh, no, that's Kiwanis.
I'm not. It's usually at London Bridge.
Yeah.
No, not London Bridge. The
Lake Havasu.
Lake Havasu. Thank you.
Yes.
Havasu Golf Club. It's usually at Havasu Golf Club.
Very cool.
So, Fred Robbins is heading that up this year because Lisa and Rich moved out of the area.
Yes, I'd heard that.
All the way to Bullhead.
Yes. all the way to Bullhead. 45 minutes away.
Right. Rich is a regular caller to the show, by the way, Rich Theopolis. So, anyway, be good to hear from them. And, no, I don't have tickets to the Cardinals game, folks. It's in Tampa. So, there you go. And it's the early game, by the way.
Yep.
So, what is this I see on the agenda about Vice Mayor?
Yes.
That's like the last thing on the agenda.
Yeah, every year by city code, in the first meeting in December, we have the selection of the vice mayor. So the mayor and six council members are elected in by the citizens of Lake Havasu City, and then the vice mayor is selected by the members of the council. Councilmember Campbell had asked for a discussion on the selection of the vice mayor, and so we'll have that discussion tonight. I think that she has some ideas or wants to get feedback from her colleagues on the council about that process ahead of the selection at our next meeting. So I don't have a lot to report there, except we'll have a discussion this evening, see what is on Councilmember Campbell's mind, and then see what the council members have an appetite for, if anything, and then we'll make adjustments from there.
I remember a couple years ago, I think you were on planning and zoning, and Joan DeZuro was too, mm-hmm. both running for council, and there was a suggestion that resign to run if you're going to run for council. Did that ever go through?
It did, yes.
Now, would that go through with the vice mayor if their cycle was up? Like, say, if David, I don't know, are you running this next cycle?
No, I just got elected.
But if you were, if he was, or if it was somebody else like Jenny Koch,
mm-hmm.
then would they have to resign to run then?
As the way the code
for vice mayor.
Yeah, as the code is currently written, no, they would not. So the we updated the code for our committee and commission members that if you were going to run for a seat on the city council, that you would have to resign to run, which is similar to the state statute. If you were running for a different position outside the cycle, you'd have to resign to run as well.
I just want to qualify this. I'm not trying to be Mr. Stickler or anything. I think it would be silly to be on the council and have to resign to run for vice mayor.
Yeah.
It would just be like, what?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah.
But I'm trying to make a point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but there is state statutes that actually guide all of this. So, you know, when it comes to the vice mayor, their roles is very important. They back up myself when I can't make it to an event or a gathering. They also back me up if I'm not able to attend a meeting. And they also would back me up being the spokesperson for Lake Havasu City should I not be able to do it for a period of time. So it's a really important thing, but you need to have the confidence and trust of your colleagues on the council to do so. So, you know, I'm open to the conversation this afternoon, and we'll see what's on Councilmember Campbell's mind. And if the council wants to, you know, make any changes, then we'll start that ball forward.
And if I could add something, you don't run you don't run for vice mayor. You get a motion by another council member, a second, then you just you get voted on.
Point taken.
Yeah, yeah. Yes. So.
Nice clarification.
Yes.
Jim, did you have a question?
No.
Oh,
no,
okay. I'll ask it for you.
I'm accepting that all. And I wonder if the vice mayor, and should you become impeached, perhaps, that would...
Yeah, you know, that's there's
is that
a whole other
is that a real thing
for that. Oh, well, it's a recall. And,
right.
Yeah. Which, you know, any member of the council, including the mayor, could be recalled through a process. You know, and then at that point, since the mayor is directly elected, in the recall election, if you went to recall the mayor, you would have a candidate that you would be putting up to run
remember.
Against the mayor.
I remember.
Mm-hmm. So that would be the
was it called the
mayor.
Jackson 5? Back in the day, you here, David?
No, but I've heard. I know all about it.
Yeah, you remember?
Yeah,
that was right before I took this show over from Steve Cleverly.
2005 or so.
That was very tumultuous time.
Yeah.
In the city's history.
Yeah, we've had a few of them over the years that had occurred, but you know, it's we work for the citizens, and so as long as we're working in their interests. Everything seems to move
smoothly.
So
speaking of working or non-working or whatever it is you do, Mr. Mayor, I'm kidding. Are you up for re-election?
I am, yes, in 2026.
When does that process start, and how does it start for you personally?
Yeah, so it'll start in January. The packets will become available, so there'll be three council member positions available and the mayor's position available. And folks would meet with the city clerk, get a packet. You have to fill out some papers before you can start officially collecting signatures. And then you have to collect signatures to qualify for the ballot and start the campaign process for election and you know, telling your story. I'm all candidates will be doing the same thing to get in front of voters and hopefully be the successful person in the election.
I have to quote Sheriff Schuster here. Have you heard this?
Go ahead.
For 3.5 years, he's the county's best sheriff ever. For 6 months, he's the worst.
Yeah. That is his quote.
Do you find that true also?
Yeah, it's interesting. We're doing good work. You know, every day I wake up and you know, move forward on behalf of the citizens of Lake Havasu City. And, you know, we're not always going to agree on everything, but at the end of the day, we're building a better Lake Havasu City than was here yesterday. And so doing that kind of work, I just don't let that get to me, because we're focused on what's right for the citizens every day, not just during the election process.
Speaking of
well said
building, Lake Havasu Avenue, there's a proposed, is it Marriott? And I, you know, I believe, fun fact, we were talking about trivia earlier, I believe Mitt Romney is still on the Marriott Board of Directors. I believe he was at one time.
A lot of people don't know that Marriott is a Mormon-owned company.
Ah, yeah. Wow, they outdid me there. Nicely done.
Yeah.
Where on Lake Havasu Avenue are we talking about, and what is the sticking points right now? There's going to be a presentation in front of planning and zoning soon, right?
There will. Yeah, the discussion that has made the news media in the last week or so was the neighborhood meeting was held, and which is a requirement that before an application is actually filed with the city, you have to have a neighborhood meeting with folks that are within a 300-foot radius of that property. That's what occurred so far and made the news media locally. But just generally, it's in between the Domino's and Modern Laundromat building on Lake Havasu Avenue and the condos to the south of that, roughly, is where that parcel
is. Is there anything there now?
No,
it's vacant.
It's vacant land.
I don't picture a big piece of land there somehow.
Yeah. What is that zone for, do you know?
It came in for a rezoning for mixed use.
Oh, okay.
So the zoning, as I understand it, the zoning is correct, but there's some variations that they're looking variances with a rooftop bar of some sort. Mm-hmm. And again, this has not been an application in front of the city. It has not been in front of any of our areas, so we don't have a lot of information.
But
yet,
it was a big story on the front page of the paper.
And the confusion was, and correct me if I'm wrong, the confusion was that they had the neighborhood meeting at the movie theaters on Swanson, so everyone thought they were going to do something over on Swanson. That's just where the neighborhood meeting was held.
I knew it was like Havasu Avenue.
Yeah.
So right.
That was confusing even for me.
Yeah. You read the story. It was like, wait.
Yeah. But now we have so little land and so many developers looking around going, I want to build there. Should we look at this stuff more? I mean, I know we have a housing shortage, right? Affordable housing shortage, whatever affordable is, that in air quotes. But should we be looking at smart development as far as not putting everything everywhere, like a Fort Mojave, for example? No offense, Fort Mojave, but that's just the way it looks.
Yeah, absolutely. That's so important. And that's why we have a general plan. And our general plan is in the process of being updated, as is required by statute, every 10 years. But like Havasu City, you see a little bit of that just because in the early days, I don't believe Mr. McCulloch thought that we were going to grow as big as we did.
Sure.
And so on Industrial Boulevard, that's now in the center of town, mm-hmm. which you wouldn't necessarily have that be right now. So, but yeah, you do need to have smart growth that's responsible. And also, we can't have growth that impacts our current neighborhoods. Mm-hmm. So you have to find those balances. And that's what we're aiming to do with our general plan process currently. And we, of course, encourage all of our citizens to get involved in that general plan process. And there's public meetings, there's surveys, online feedback that you can provide, lots of different opportunities for you to get involved. But that process takes about 18 months, and we're about halfway through. Councilmember Diaz,
this year we've even put together a steering committee.
Oh.
People had to apply for that. A lot of people applied for it. I think there's 15 members on that committee.
Mr. Greeley included.
Mm-hmm. And they're getting some feedback. They've had some virtual town halls about it. You know, you could do it in person or you could do it online. And they're just getting the questions asked out there. We want to make sure this general plan is very well thought out. It's a 10-year vision for the city. So they're doing a good job getting that out.
So 10 years down the road, I mean, I'm just thinking out loud here. I'm not saying every member of that steering committee is going to be around, but it's just a fact of life. A lot of them won't be, or some of them will not be. Where do we go from here as far as looking long range down the road when I'm 70, you're, 40, whatever, Mr. Mayor. Yeah. I don't know, 40, 50.
Yes.
Where do we go from here as far as choosing those steering committee members for future general plans?
Yeah, so the current general plan steering committee is a nice mixture of our community.
It has
working folks, business owners, citizens at large, senior citizens. I mean, it really has a variety of experience on there.
So it's not, sorry to interrupt, it's not a pioneer-based
No. It's a nice. It was an application process, as Councilmember Diaz said, and they went through that process and were then selected. But that's only one component. There's also city staff. There's also citizens, and this plan has to be voted on by the Planning and Zoning Commission, the City Council, and then ratified by the voters as a whole in the general election in 2026. So lots of different folks are involved in this process to ensure it's long range planning.
I got you.
We just want to make sure that, and we're doing a great job of it because I've been talking to a lot of people about it. We want to make sure everyone has their chance to give input. So when it comes down to that general election, people aren't saying, well, I didn't know about this. I mean, it's been all over the place. The newspaper, on our website, we've had open houses on the island over here at the library, 2 days in a row with open house format. So yeah, they're really getting the word out. They're doing a good job.
I could go on Orchids and Karens, and there'd still be people that don't know about it. That always makes you laugh, doesn't it, Cal?
So funny.
Orchids and Karens? Is it true, though? I mean, come on, really? Talk about medians, and oh, man, they melt down the internet.
Yeah.
they break the internet. This is your choice right here, right? He's a Three Dog Night.
That is a good. That's my first time on Speak Out. That's what I chose.
He's a Three Dog Night fan. I actually met Hoyt Axton, by the way, who wrote Joy to the World.
Yeah.
And he was talking
about
what
his lead singer passed away about a year ago.
Chuck Negron.
Yeah.
He was Hoyt was telling us what a three dog night was in Alaska, you know, and you can only, now you know.
Yeah, you bring in all three dogs.
You kept you warm, saved your life.
Yeah.
All right, back with more in a moment. Brother Jim Russell is here.
Yes.
All right, along with Mayor Cal Sheehy and Councilmember David Diaz, or Councilman David Diaz.
Either way.
Yeah, either way. I'll go gender specific.
Yeah, yeah.
How's that?
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I knew you would. All right, back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. Participate, will you? Make this talk radio, not just listen radio. I should have pointed to you on that one.
Done it. Yeah.
928-854-5687, 928-854-KNTR, or text in your questions. A lot of texts on Common Ground this morning. Did you hear the show?
What was the topic? No, I did not hear it.
What was the topic? I'd have to think. Well, I'll get back to you on
okay,
that.
All right.
Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. Back with more in a moment. Stay with us on Speak Out. David, I remember when that song came out.
I do, too. I think it was 1970.
You're a little bit older than me, maybe by a couple years.
By 5-7 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
He holds his age well like I do. Nice. At least that's what I've been told. I look at myself in the mirror and go, holy cow, are you 80 or what? Today I feel like
right.
Anyway, no, I remember when that came out. It was such a big hit.
Yeah.
Especially if you were a little kid like me. I was 6 or 7.
Right.
It's like, hey, there's a song I can relate to, and I understand the words, right? I didn't know what Inagata De Vita meant.
Right. And a 20-minute drum solo.
Yeah, right. All right, Speak Out, brought to you in part by City Maytag, the City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen. Oh, I got to get this thing. You guys haven't seen it yet, right? The City Maytag Speak Out Kitchen with a sink.
Oh, you have a sink now. Nice. Oh, now you have a sink.
It's battery operated. We got to get a picture of this and put it on the Facebook page.
Funny.
But thanks, Wayne Malone. You know, if it has water and it circulates, Wayne Malone's got it, right?
Yes.
So there you go. Wayne, good job. And be like Wayne,
so
folks.
You
be like Wayne.
Upgrading the studio.
He brought that in yesterday. He was so proud of himself. And I looked at it and I go, am I supposed to re-gift this? Or this is a joke? And he goes, no, it's for the Speak Out Kitchen with no sink. You have a sink now. You're always whining about no sink. That's what whiny boy LaVoy does.
We probably ought to mention for the benefit of people who may think this is supposed to be television that you were holding up a toy sink.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to post a picture of,
yeah,
of it on Facebook, and it's battery operated.
There you go.
You put water in it and it circulates.
Doesn't get better than
it's
that.
Like a little, it's like a little, what is that called? The Susie Homemaker?
Yeah, the Easy Bake Oven.
The Easy Bake Oven.
Yeah.
Right. And
with a light bulb.
Yeah, a little heat bulb.
Yeah, but this has water. It circulates through. So, yeah, I don't know what happens if it gets clogged if you're supposed to use, you know.
You call a miniature. Plumber.
I don't know. Liquid plumber would probably melt
all the
it.
Zap, yeah, all the
anyway, also by Mojave Mortgage. Love those guys. By Bradley Chevrolet and Bradley Ford. By Just Meets, all the cuts all the time. Salmon's Air Conditioning, serving the tri-state for over 53 years. Springberg Wealth Management. No Brian this Thursday, if I remember right. Blonzy Steakhouse, North London Bridge Road. In fact, no show this Thursday.
Yeah, it's like it is Thanksgiving.
Boy, did I blow that one. Wow. No show tomorrow either, folks. I'm turning as red as Santa Claus right now. And A&B Propane, real people, real service, no hidden fees, no runaround, abpropane.com. This is really cool, though. There's a Thursday, and I think it is the Thursday after next, we have the rabbi on.
Oh, nice.
Mm. Yeah, it's going to be right before
Hanukkah.
Good.
Yeah.
I think it's the 11th. Yeah, it'll be right before Hanukkah. So
good.
They've got a lot of, at the temple, they have some activities that he wants to promote in that. And I've been meaning to get, is it Mendel?
Mendel, yes.
Yeah. Mendel Super,
right. I've been meaning to get him on for the longest time. So we're going to get the rabbi and we're going to talk about Hanukkah, the Festival of Lights, what it really means and how it actually came to be, and then some of the activities at the temple. Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
I thought it was kind of cool. Mm-hmm. So, exactly. All right. Let's see. Where do we want to go with this one? The report in the news. Oh, look at that. Saved by the Bell. It's Wayne. You watch. I bet you. Caller, you're live on Speak Out.
Hello, Paul, Mayor, guess who?
Be like Wayne.
And the rest of the crew there.
How are you, sir?
Good. I just want to say a couple of things. First, I want to wish everybody a nice Thanksgiving. Enjoy your friends and family. And I just wanted to talk about the last topic. You know, you're talking about the general plan. I'm hoping everybody really takes a good look at the vacant land that is left and that we use it to the highest and best use. My own personal opinion, I think we kind of squandered a little bit of that on some of the things that went up on Swanson. So I'm hoping we really take a really good look at that for the next 10 years.
In what way? The views or what's next to it? Or where are we talking about squandering?
Well, whatever you want to call them, tiny houses and little. We could have had a lot more density there, and that would have helped, you know, support the downtown area. And we have about a third of what could have been put on there. And I'm just want to make sure everybody takes a really. That's my own personal opinion.
That makes a lot of sense. And there's that same type of housing over on Lake Havasu Avenue, too, right?
Yeah, but on Swanson, that came up a couple of years ago when I was on planning and zoning, that we got a presentation from staff because we didn't rezone those lots for them to put those tiny homes there. They met the current zoning for that type of building. So they tweaked it at that point to make them more dense and to make it more. We want Mesquite and we wanted Swanson to be more high density type of housing, even multi stories to support the downtown area. Mm-hmm. So they did tweak that and even to the point where they had to make the facades nicer and make them face the street and so forth. So yes, yeah, so the good point.
Yeah, we did clarify that, Wayne, after we got feedback from citizens. So that's in the code now. But yeah, I agree with you, Wayne, that it could have been used in a better purpose, but it fit the code at the time, so we adjusted the code to make sure going forward that it's addressed.
It's getting really dense over there by the old ASU campus.
Well, you got a big two-story apartment complex coming up right next to the views.
Is that partially underground too?
Yeah, then some parking and some garages and that's going to be nice. But ASU that area is getting, and parking lot. The city has a parking lot across the street.
Right. Yeah, the old senior center we purchased.
Oh, really?
From Supervisor Johnson when he was the District 30 supervisor, he worked with us to do this. We own that lot for future parking improvements.
Oh, interesting. Hi. Anything else, Wayne?
No, that was my input.
Hey, I wanted to mention too, Wayne, I don't know if you guys know this, but Wayne had a major surgery. I don't want to really, I mean, everybody knows Wayne knows this anyway, but you're like 2 inches taller now. You're almost as tall as Mr. Greeley.
I had my knees replaced and they straightened me out. And
wow.
It's seriously like 2 inches taller.
Congratulations.
He used to be shorter than me, which nobody's shorter than I am.
Oh, man, yeah, my legs are really bowed. You know, if I stood the right way when the wind was blowing, I could play music.
Nice, we'd put you in the band.
Oh, you're the harp, huh?
That's funny.
All right, well, you guys, everyone, Jim, everybody, you enjoy your family and have a healthy, fun holiday and looking forward to Christmas.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Same back to you.
All right.
All right, thank you.
All right,
bye
thanks. I've always waited for Wayne to give me a hot tub for Christmas, right? Anyway. Oh,
He'll give you a little battery-operated one.
I'm getting a text from Marissa June. So, anyway, I wanted to talk about, too, the property on the island.
Oh, the waterfront?
Yes, the waterfront property. Yes. That's coming up for review. Is it planning and zoning, the council, or both?
It will have to come to both, but it's going to be going to planning and zoning at the next planning and zoning commission meeting, I believe. That's on the 5th of December.
What exactly is coming?
As it's proposed right now, it would be a mixed-use development that includes residential, retail, resort hotel, public boat launch facility, and some open space is kind of what the overall plan is. The housing's mixed, so there's apartment homes, condos, single family, residential, and that's what they're proposing in front of the Planning and Zoning Commission. That was what was in front of the neighborhood meetings, which you all may recall that the neighborhood meetings that we mentioned earlier for the property on Lake Havasu Avenue is required for the folks in a 300-foot radius, but they opened up their neighborhood meetings to the entire community.
Wow.
And they had two different days of it, or two different times, mm-hmm. And so everyone was able to get feedback. And it actually was one of the only times I've seen a neighborhood meeting where they were making adjustments based on feedback from citizens and live. I thought it was really great, and I know they've made some changes to it based on the feedback mm-hmm. they've received from everyone.
Yep.
So, yeah, we'll see what comes before the recommendation from the Planning and Zoning Commission, but they're doing a major general plan amendment is one issue, and then there's a zoning request. So there's two requests.
That's an open use, correct?
Open space, currently.
Open space, mm-hmm. and it's going to go to what?
It would be the Island Body Beach District.
Okay, but what's the zoning called?
Island Body Beach District? Yes.
So I know you and I talked about this, I think, on the phone yesterday afternoon, but impact fees. Mm-hmm. Open use and commercial, or the mixed commercial, is that's a quite a leap as far as infrastructure goes. Mm-hmm. Shouldn't the developer, once a property is designated as industrial or commercial, doesn't the value go way up and they pretty much got what they paid for and now the rest is just icing on the cake? You paid, what, $24 million at auction? Now it would be worth, if they get that zoning, $48 million, I would think. Yeah. I'm just saying, but there's a lot more infrastructure that would go in. Wouldn't you think the city would be smart to develop that with impact fees, but they cannot now, you were telling me yesterday?
Yeah, I mean, impact fees are, at the state, they're regulated pretty heavily by statute.
Okay. I'm going to get a lot of hate mail on this, trust me.
Sure. Yeah, one time we did have impact fees in Lake Havasu City, but because of the restrictions that are put on us by state statute, it had to be used in a certain amount of time, it had to be used for certain things, and we weren't able to comply with those, so we had to hold those impact fees away. But you know, your thought that, you know, the property is worth $24 million today because it's open space, it would be double that, you know, based on what your words. I don't know that that's true necessarily, because
really?
So the state land department would have went through and rezoned it.
They can do that?
They own it. Could be the applicant, and they would ensure. So value, yes, but when it comes to my position on growth, is growth pays for growth. So any changes to this property that are approved by the city council, the new owner would have to pay for the infrastructure to go there. So the road network, the sewer lines.
It's going to be a lot of infrastructure if that's approved.
Yeah. Yes.
But not only that, but it's going to be a little congested with other condos that are surrounding. I would think there would be some neighbors in that neighborhood that would be like, hey, wait a minute. We bought here because it's so peaceful.
Yes. That those are absolutely discussions that mm-hmm. are had, but you know, I currently live in a spot that I've been so fortunate to have a vacant lot behind me and a vacant lot to the side of me. I woke up 3 weeks ago and a for sale sign was in both of those lots. And so I called to look at purchasing them, and the price was more than I wanted to pay.
Uh-huh.
And the lot to the next to me now has sold. And I was actually just noticing this morning, I have like a bay window at my kitchen sink, mm-hmm. and I have a beautiful view of Cupcake Mountain from there. I live on a busy road, but it's and that's going away because that's going to be a garage that I'll be looking at pretty soon. But
is that coming up for rent?
Right. Yeah. My neighbor.
Yeah, right.
So point being, though,
put
is
in
that,
for that?
You know, vacant property is going to sell, and people have the right to do what they want, or at least go through a process, which is occurring right now.
Uh-huh.
Nothing's approved other than open space as it stands.
And the empty lots that are in town, as Mayor just mentioned, they're owned by somebody. They just haven't built on them yet, you know. So they're either going to sell them or they're going to build on them. So, yeah.
So I always looked at the Guess Who as an offshoot of Three Dog Night.
The Guess Who?
Yeah. Burton Cummings, I believe that is. No, that might be Blood, Sweat, and Tears. Anyway, the Guess Who, No Sugar Tonight.
That's a good song.
Love that song. Love that song. All right. And the new Mother Nature taking over. Eh, it's a little leftist, but, you know, what are you going to do, right?
That's right. That's right. Can't win them all.
Can't win them all. The first song's great. So, all right, back with more in a moment. Brother Jim Russell is here.
Yes.
DSM Events.
Yes.
Is that embroidered, by the way?
Of course.
That's nice. It's nice. Yeah, I know. I bought a Cardinals shirt about a year or two ago, thinking that the logo was embroidered. No.
And your washing machine ate it?
No. Thank goodness. No, I always wash it inside out. Huh? Well, who wants pro gear with a sticker on it, an iron on? Come on. That, especially for what they... What I paid for it. My goodness. All right. Mayor Kalshi, he's here as well, along with Council Member David Diaz. Give us a call. Send us a text. Whatever you got to do, ask your question. 928-854-KNTR or 928-727-5566. We'll be back with more in a moment. No show tomorrow. No show on Thursday, in case you were a little confused earlier. We'll be back on Tuesday, next Tuesday, and I'll let you know who we're going to be with when we come back. Stay with us. Chaco says yes, and I believe him when we talk about the things I say. She hasn't got the faith or the guts to leave him when they're standing in each other's way. Back with more on Speak Out, brought to you in part by The Chair, Havasu-style dining and live entertainment in a flip-flop atmosphere. Also, Mojave College, samsguns.com, solar power by Esme Electric, by Doritas Place, and by the Lewis Team, Remax by the Lake with Bobby and Julie Lewis. Boy, you're going to want to hear the next Real Estate Power Hour, by the way, Mr. David Diaz. I asked a question to Google AI, is it expensive to live in Lake Havasu City, Arizona? You know what it said?
No.
The cost of living in Lake Havasu City is about 25.7% higher than the national average. Wow. Can you imagine somebody looking at that? Whoa, do I really want to live there as a teacher? Or a law enforcement or a professional? Right. Housing breakdown and all that. It says for a family of two working adults with three children, the required annual after-tax income is about $116,000.
Required.
For family of...
I better move.
For a family of five.
Yeah.
Wow. That came out of... But that's something that's going to be a really interesting discussion with Bobby Lewis and Chad Hanson from Mojave Mortgage. Mm-hmm. So you wanted to talk about rezoning on the island. You wanted to go back to that.
Yeah, we're just getting some questions about I thought we had a plan and zoning meeting on this topic a little over a month ago, and we did. But state statute requires when you're doing a major amendment to the general plan, you have to have two separate plan and zoning meetings at two separate locations. So we had one at the old courthouse,
Council Chambers.
And that was just more of an informational thing, and then the citizens could give input. No vote was taken place at that point. This next one was supposed to happen maybe a couple of weeks ago, but it got pushed back because the developers made some changes on a couple of things. So they'll be here. I think it's December 4th or 5th.
The
5th. So that'll be the plan and zoning meeting at the new county, at our new courthouse here where the council chambers is at, where they'll actually have the item discussed again. They get a presentation, citizen feedback, plan and zoning feedback, and then plan and zoning at that will give a vote of recommendation of yes or no to the city council. So that's why there's two separate meetings on the same topic.
I got you. I have a text off the text line, 928-727-5566, if you want to participate as well. What can be built on the island/Body Beach district?
Yeah, so it's a commercial area. All of the other land on the island is currently in that designation. So all the other vacant land that you see in that area, including the park models and all of those types of things.
Yes.
That's all Island Body Beach.
Ah.
So that district is a mixed-use area where you can do resorts, you can do commercial activity, you can do retail, you can do all of those types of things and by right with that type of a zoning designation. But this would be an Island Body Beach PD, a planned development, and that's why, as Councilmember Diaz just mentioned, they withdrew from the last Planning and Zoning Commission meeting because they had to make some adjustments. But on a PD or a planned development, you don't get to make adjustments. What's approved is approved. So if a house is here, a house goes there. If a store is here, a store goes there. Mm. And they wanted to make sure everything was perfect before they submitted their final.
Okay. I've never been to a planning and zoning meeting. I've never watched one online either. I don't claim to be a P&Z commissioner by any means, even on the radio.
You just play one on the radio.
No, I don't play one on the radio. Did they make suggestions, planning and zoning, or do they just take the input?
No, so they get a presentation from the staff, and then before they hear from the planning and zoning commissioners, the applicant will, if they choose to do so, will give a presentation or give input. And then at that time, the commissioners are able to ask questions of staff and the applicant. And then they open it up to public comment. And then it goes back to the staff when all the public comment is done. And the staff will give a recommendation to, yes, we say this should be approved, it should not be approved. And if it's to be approved, here's some parameters they have to follow. Mm-hmm. And then the Planning and Zoning Commission votes yay or nay to send a recommendation to the city to approve or disapprove to the city council.
Sounds pretty fair.
The recommendation from staff that's giving is based on code compliance and feedback from like the fire department or the police department or the streets department based on traffic and those types
of things. And the only time it doesn't have to go to the city council, if it's just a conditional use permit, then they make the final decision.
I want to get to a second bridge update in a moment, but there's a lot of talk online. There doesn't seem to be any middle ground on it either about the development at the shops, where there's housing being developed at the shops. It was approved anyway, correct?
It was recommended to the city council. Actually, we'll be hearing that tonight at our
council
meeting
for
a rezone. Mm-hmm. So it was recommended 7-0 from the Planning and Zoning Commission to put 101, 102 units.
I think it's 102, I think.
And it's located behind the movie theater parking lot. So it's on the back side.
Behind
Walmart.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's an area that is underutilized now, and it's within a current parking lot that doesn't get used very often. I was out there, actually Councilmember Diaz and I were out there for a Rotary Club meeting a few weeks back, and they call it a racetrack area that people, I guess, race behind there to get to the Walmart self-pickup or whatever.
So it's actually in the parking, the paved parking area currently.
You'll be able to see it, Jim, from your back porch
at
Crystal Beach.
Yeah, it'll be, as proposed right now, is it would be a model that would have everything included. So it would include all of the appliances, the television, it includes your rent, your internet, your television service, phone service, utilities, all of that for one monthly price.
Perfect for snowbirds.
Mm-hmm. The idea is more for workforce housing.
Are we talking about to buy or
no,
to rent?
No, it's a rent.
Okay.
Rent.
Is there a projected rent figure for this?
You know, we'll have some more conversation this evening about that. So
I think the market would determine that anyway.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But it would help also drive down other units possibly in the area.
And one of the things that causes, we talked about how do you define affordable housing. Well, this developer or the person that owns that, the infrastructure is already there, so a major chunk of the cost is already taken care of. So that'll be in front of us. And
these aren't to be confused with the barn dominiums, correct?
No, that's a completely different.
So the other one, the other question we had via text, and we had a comment. Burton Cummings was with the Guess Who and BTO, not. I said David Clayton Thomas.
Oh,
it's Burton Cummings. Anyway, what's the latest on the second bridge? Who wants to field that?
Yeah, so before we transition away from zoning issues, again tonight we'll have the area behind the mall for rezoning. Mm-hmm. I incorrectly stated the date of the Planning and Zoning Commission meeting for the waterfront. It's on Wednesday the 3rd of December at 9 a.m., so that's Wednesday the 3rd. Coming up next week, if you have an interest in the waterfront development on the island, please attend that Planning and Zoning Commission meeting. Moving over to the second bridge, I think both Councilmember Diaz and I can both talk about this. Right now there's a whole lot of work going on. behind the scenes, and there's a whole lot of nothing happening for all of us layman citizens that drive by. Mm-hmm. But the process is we had in front of the city council the 30% design. It was in front of us, I think, two meetings ago. During our annual planning session in January, we'll start talking about what the bridge might look like and get community feedback and council feedback on that. We've already submitted to the Coast Guard, which is the largest permitting body, which could take up to a year. Mm-hmm. We submitted it right during that government shutdown piece, so we're not sure where that's at now, but they assured us that no longer than a year. But they're going through all of the designs, all of the planning, and then we'll start seeing construction. I mean, it's going, it's moving.
And, so are we through talking about roundabouts versus stoplights and all of that? Ongoing?
That's still part of the discussion. Okay. Yes, everything's on the table still.
I think there's, that's all well and good, but the big stink discussion that's going to cause naming that bridge.
I think that the name is going to
Is it going to be Second Bridge?
No.
Because that's going to not go over well with one person that I know.
Well, the person that you know,
DM.
Yes.
Yeah, the person you know, it'll be named the same thing. But the way we got the funding was through Representative Biasucci and with the help of then Senator Brelli and Representative Cobb, and it's an emergency evacuation bridge. So until we get a bridge happening.
Sure.
We don't need to be calling it anything other than the Second Bridge. I'm sure it's going to be called Freedom Bridge when it's all said and done.
Right.
And that's what the citizens had asked for, and that's what we've all been.
Yeah, and when we come back, I know you're going to go to a break, Paul.
We're going to our last break.
Okay,
we're saying goodbye.
We'll talk. Oh, this is it.
Yeah.
Okay, so just the funding. We got $35.5 million from the state legislature 2 years ago. We've already gained interest on that money.
Right.
All that goes towards the bridge.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People are saying, let's use that money for something else.
Yeah.
We can't. We have to use it to build the bridge.
It's allocated. Yeah.
It's allocated
funds
for the bridge.
Before you take us off, if you want to see the annual Christmas tree lighting, it's this Sunday coming up, 6 p.m. Sponsored by this station.
You're in good favor right now.
Yeah, in Wheeler Park, so please come down at 6 o'clock. I'll read "Twas the Night Before Christmas," which was Trudy Hernandez gave me that book that we'll read. So it's a great time. Please come down and be a part of it. And then the annual community dinner is on Friday, December 12th at the Aquatic Center.
Mm-hmm.
Free for all. First seating's at 4 p.m. Second seating's at 6 p.m. It's, again, free, put on by the community, for the community, and we'd love to see you there.
Some people want that tree up year-round.
It's beautiful.
Do you pull the bulbs off or leave them on or put the stick frame really up nice there or yeah what?
Well, the Pioneers are going to be putting a real tree in there.
I understand.
So, yeah.
But you almost hate to see that one go, though.
Yeah.
I call it the Whoville tree. You see the top looks like Cindy Lou Who's hair. Yeah.
Yes.
Right?
It's a really
nice
great
topper,
like
though.
Yes, it is.
Right, but without the bulbs, it looks like a bad toupee, man.
Yeah.
It really does.
You have a front row seat to them putting it up.
Great questions. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome.
Yeah.
Thanks for being on.
Yeah.
Councilman
Thank you, sir.
Diaz.
Appreciate it.
Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
We appreciate it. All right. Back with more. I'm not going to be back with more in a moment. We're actually going to take this one to the top of the hour, Jim.
Uh-huh.
So what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
You're going to visit with family and friends and
nice
the usual typical stuff.
I'm visiting with family myself. In fact, I'm picking up a bunch of pies this afternoon at Amore Pie and More. Yes, I can say that. All right. We'll see you next week.
This is KNTR Talk, KGJJ HD2 Laughlin. Heard on 106.7 FM, 106.5, and 106.3. The voice of the free.